夜空色彩，
夜空色彩，
The whole wide world will welcome the rising sun. Here comes the time for everyone to see that what will be, will be. This is the time for you and I to stand together as one.
Yeah.
They will know, they will know.
The sun is rising
from east to west.From north to south,
can't you see the sun is rising?
All your ways are flat, and be proud of who you are.
Because the sun is rising,
we're shining so bright all over the world.
We are the sun, we are rising.
We spent our lives simply on mystery. Never gonna trade our freedom with any mystery.It's a blessing in our soul and it's killing us so slow. It's what we've been through, we are far from being good. But we are blessed by Jukotika Blama. So we're never gonna give up,
we're never gonna give up.
Y'all be light in the rain of the tunnel.
It's the strength of every old time.
The whole world will embrace us.
We are the
world of time. Nobody can stop us.Nobody can change us, nobody can send us, yeah. They will know, they will know.
The sun is rising
from east to west, from north to south.
Can't you see the sun is rising?
All your ways are flat, and be proud of who you are.
Because the sun is rising.
Shining so bright all over the world.
We are the sun, we are rising.
The windows and glasses, green lights, the beginning. When I think about how blessed we are, this comes all over my body. Soul rise to the clock strike. Last lens for some great strife. Flashes upon clashes, many lives come to ashes. When I ponder one reminisce, the actions and the finales. Blood on the ground, this is how we fly. Our beautiful club.All around the world,
blood on the ground. This is how we fly.Our beautiful flag, all around the world.
We go carry the cross together. We walk through to Zion. We stumble, we rise. How do we feel the sun?
They will know.
We'll meet the wind, we'll meet the sun.
Can you see the sun is rising?
I see with your flag.All over the world,
because the sun is rising.
Still we're shining so bright. All over the world,
we are the sun, we are rising.
They will know,
they will know,
they will know.
We will shine the sun is rising.
We can fly anywhere you want.
We will shine the sun is rising.
Surface of this very great planet Earth, we welcome you to another explosive edition of Radio Biafra presentation, where the truth is spoken unashamedly, where we relentlessly pursue.Those who have come not just to lie, to destabilize, nor to delay the effort, but also those who are doing the work of darkness, children of sedition, those who have emerged from darkness to try to extinguish the irrepressible light of truth and of redemption. We have come that the affirmative restored in truth and in every honesty, because we are spotlessly clean, because we are without any blemish, because we are whiter than white and whiter than snow, because before we came there was nothing like us. Now that we are here, there cannot be like us, and after we are gone, they will pray that we have lived forever. We are the children of the Most High, and across the 24 time zones on this very planet, Elohim's children are listening. Radio Biafra is not like any other. We are listened to across the entirety of humanity. That is why only on Radio Biafra do we say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you. Because regardless of where you are living, where you are residing, where you are domiciled, we welcome you this very evening. The time now is precisely 7:08 PM in the blessed land of Biafra. And I also presume with every degree of certainty that it is the same number of minutes past the hour wherever you are. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra, the largest and the most formidable mass movement anywhere on the face of this very earth. I am a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra only by the special grace of God Almighty in heaven. And we are here to preach this very gospel until Biafra is restored in our time, and we know and hope and pray it will be this year and not beyond this year. That is why we have to do everything within our powers, everything humanly possible, to make sure we disseminate this very gospel this evening, that wherever you are, you propagate it. You will tell your friends and you will tell your neighbors. You will tell those who are close to you, even those who are far from you. You will tell them that if they go to Radio Biafra page on Facebook, they will listen to us. Some of you are listening on my page, Martin Nnamdi Kanu, on radio, on Facebook. We are on Radio Biafra on FM in Biafra land. We are on satellite. We are on TuneIn app. We are on Garden Radio app. We are on Sweet Radio app. We are everywhere, including satellite as well. Therefore, you will have no reason for not joining us. And as always, listening to this very broadcast via my Facebook page comes with a lot of warning, because Facebook, as always, is doing all that they can. They have been bribed. They know the zoo is sinking. They know the zoo is irredeemably sinking. That is why they keep borrowing money and bribing everybody. They have bribed. The diplomats didn't work. They bribed the mainstream media. It did not work. Now they are bribing social media as well. Facebook has collected their own share, and they are doing all they can to see what they can do to justify the blood money that they are taking. Because if you accept anything from the zoo called Nigeria, it is blood money that you're taking. Because people are dying and you're collecting money to suppress the truth. And that is what we are here to expose. Before we go any further, we must call upon Elohim. We must hand over our proceedings to the Most High, that His mercy and His grace may guide us. And for those of you who do not understand, Biafra is not going to be an ungodly nation. It has to remain godly. The same way it has been from the beginning, so shall it continue until the end of time. It will not change. Biafra will remain godly. That was why I proudly proclaimed in Israel, when I was interviewed, that Biafra will be another version of the Jewish state of Israel. And we said it very proudly, and I reiterate that this evening. We are IBOB, we do not retreat nor surrender. And that is why the zoo is collapsing precipitously. Nobody can stop it. This 2020 will collapse the zoo. There is nothing anybody can do about it. It doesn't matter what they do. It doesn't matter how many idiots they recruit on their side. It doesn't matter how many saboteurs spring up. It doesn't matter how many traitors they have groomed. The zoo was formed in 2020. We have all the facts and the figures. It doesn't matter what they do. The last kick of a dying horse, it doesn't matter what they do. We are in the era of digitization of information and technology. It is not 67 to 70 in the analog age where you can decide what the world hears and what it don't hear. We've grown beyond that. As you're trying to suppress Facebook, we are on Twitter. As you're trying to suppress Twitter, we are on Instagram. So how many are you going to suppress? When will you take foreign money to buy people? You have failed. How many people shall dissect the zoo? And all the traitors working for them, of course. We must pray. We give glory to Elohim, the Most High. To put the caveat of winning any name. The Lord of all the hosts of heaven. You are sovereign. There is no other God apart from thee. Every knee bow before your throne of grace. Because your name, O Elohim, is that above every other name. You are God the Creator. You gave life to man. Man is nothing before thee. Because you are supreme and you are almighty. You are the Creator of this very infinite universe, of which we inhabit only a speck of dust. For earth is mere speck of dust before thee. But you remember your children. You did not abandon Israel. You will not abandon Biafra, because you are a God of your words. That is why we call thee the sovereign Savior. You have saved us from the Janjaweed before, 300 years ago, and this very generation, having recognized that you are the Almighty God, for we do not worship any idol. We come before thee as we do any time before we preach, to ask for your guidance and your protection. We have asked, O Heavenly Father, that you may give sense to us where stupidity currently exists, because we love thee with all our strength, because you are the Lord of our rock and the God of ages. You never change. You do not change from age to age, from generation to generation. That was the secret you discovered. And that was why you blessed IPOB. That was why you said that Biafra will come in our time. Because we have given you all the glory. Not to any man. Not to any graven image. Only to thee do we bow, Heavenly Father. Because you are the God of our strength. And indeed we trust
We do not trust in mortal flesh. We do not trust in a carved wood somewhere. We only trust in the God of our ancestors. The damn truth of the God of the army. Amen. That this time you will do it for us once again. You are our shield and the horn of our salvation. You are our stronghold, and we call upon thee this evening because only you is worthy to be praised. So when you trust on Kanye, that don't have it again. No other God apart from thee. You are one and indivisible God. Everything that is created, you created it. Let nothing protect you because you are God. That is why you save us from the hands of our enemies. That is why, the same way you saved Moshe, you saved Yahushua. The same way you saved Elijah. That is how you will preserve IPOB. That is how you will make sure that Biafra is restored and the zoo called Nigeria is crumbled beyond recognition. Because all around us is evil and darkness. But your light has continued to shine upon the face of your children. That is why this very day you have done us proud before our enemies. They have fallen on the right and on the left. The only thing we are waiting for is for the announcement that the zoo is no longer viable. And that is very, very imminent. Because they cannot hold the secret anymore. The world now knows. Due to the diligence and intelligence you have given to us, out of the abundance of your grace, the whole world now knows that Buhari is dead. That after all is finished. They know it. May you grant us the fortitude, the humility, and the grace to continue to work tirelessly for the restoration of your kingdom upon the face of this very earth. And that kingdom is Biafra as it was in the old. That your name may be praised, exalted, adored, and honored forever and ever, we pray. You say,
this evening, without further hesitation, we must proceed to preach. Our enemies are vibrating. Right now, they are panicking because they know we are whiter than white and whiter than snow. They know we are incorruptible. They understand that we are unbribable. They know nobody can buy us. Our conscience is untainted. They know we only have one mission. The essence of our existence, wherever we are born, is to restore Biafra. And Biafra will come in our time.
My Lord and my God in heaven, this evening we shall preach the gospel that Elohim has mandated to be preached to the children of men on this very earth.
That the truth may always prevail. This very evening, we are making it very, very obvious. I want to start from the beginning. The dismantling of the zoo, piece by piece, brick by brick, zinc by zinc, rod by rod, the dismantling of the fraudulent edifice called Nigeria. Where they have been, where they are going, and where they are going to end up is all being one massive, organized colonial fraud. Presided over by a very backward, primitive, uneducatable tribe, the Janjaweed. I want to start from the very beginning because I'm going to dwell on the executive order signed by Trump yesterday, which I posted on my page on Facebook. I am going to dwell on it. That the world may understand what is happening, that everybody may know the amount of work we have put into making sure that uncivilized nations see the Jew for what it is, the damnable zoological republic.
I don't know if I'm going to preach this very pouch that I place in front of the screen will keep moving.
I don't touch it, but for some reason it keeps moving.
Unbelievable.
We are in the spirit. I am going to refer you to a document from the Department of Justice in the United States of America. If you Google it, you will find it. It is under terrorism. It is called DOJ, that stands for the Department of Justice in the USA. Issued an unanswered call to action on Boko Haram. You may be wondering why I am going back to 2016 to start our program this very evening. It is very, very critical that you follow this presentation methodically. You have to be able to reason things through. Don't mind what Facebook are doing. Do not mind what they are doing. They have been paid to do what they are doing, but they cannot stop us. Be rest assured. They can't. Because people are listening across YouTube, people are listening on Radio Biafra app, they are listening on Simple Radio, they are listening on even Smith Radio, they are listening on TuneIn, they are listening on via our FM, they are listening via satellite. It doesn't matter what they do. It doesn't matter. If they kick us out, which they are planning to do, we shall return and preach the same gospel. Now listen carefully. This publication is called DOJ Issued Unanswered Call to Action on Boko Haram. Now follow this very carefully. I want to let you understand what the Fulani Janjaweed are doing. I want you to understand that they are in contrast with some Democrats and some apparatchiks in the USA. I tell the truth. People in the State Department in America, for many years, they have been bribed by the Fulani. For very many years, they took the same bribery to Obama. They gave money to Obama. They bribed the former U.S. President, Barack Obama. And right now, we'll be shocked how I came to be in possession of this very critical information. And that is why Facebook is messing up. They don't want people to hear it, but people are listening all across a plethora of platforms. So it doesn't matter what you do, because I'm speaking. And why am I talking about Obama? I want to tell you that the agreement between the British and the Fulani has collapsed. And the only person that collapsed it is Trump. I want the world to understand this. The only person that collapsed that devilish arrangement whereby the Fulanis have been guaranteed in perpetuity, the advancement of their hegemonic interest right across the whole of West Africa, not just in the zoo. As long as Britain gets their free oil, as long as there is enough money to pay every successive director of the United States Department of State, as long as there is enough money to bribe all ambassadors coming to Abuja, before that it was Lagos, as long as they have enough money, they were prepared to do anything they like to kill as many people as possible, to run the government into the ground, to go like there is no tomorrow, to display their mediocrity at its very worst. Yes, they remain in power. It was Obama that brought in Buhari before he died. It was the same cabal at the U.S. State Department. United States State Department in Washington. They bribed them, gave them huge sums of money, so that anything to do with Nigeria that comes to their desk, they'll say, no, Nigeria's too big to break. Oh, it's too big. There will be regional instability. Once we break Nigeria, there will be so much destabilization of 300 languages, 500 tribes. There will be so much problem. And you keep telling them that people are dying every blessed day. They'll say, oh, no, it's not just possible. Nigeria is too big to fail. That is what they keep telling us. Do you know why they say that to us? That Nigeria is too big to fail? Because their pockets have been lined with money. Money that was meant to go to schools, to roads, to hospitals. Nigeria, Fulani are using to bribe diplomats. They are using it to bribe people inside the United States Department of State that now Pompeo is heading. Fact. As I said, they will be shocked how they come across this. Let's continue very, very slowly. Now, this is a publication by a highly regarded investigative journalist, Jesse Derrick. He was trying to argue in 2016, why did it take so long for the Democrats to label or to tag Boko Haram as a terrorist group? Having seen what they have been doing to people, if you compare that to how IPOB was tagged a terrorist group without weapons, having not carried out not one single terrorist attack, and the speed with which they got it, that will tell you all you need to know about the influx of the Janjaweed into our land today. Listen very carefully, please. The Department of Justice and DOJ forcefully argued the United States government should designate the Nigerian group Boko Haram a foreign terrorist organization in January 2012. Nearly two years before the State Department finally acknowledged this threat. In other words, as Boko Haram were killing and bombing and massacring people, those people in the United States State Department, in the payroll of Fulani, kept blocking every move to designate or to recommend that Boko Haram should be designated a terrorist group. Mind you, most of them are white people. They took bribe from the Janjaweed, the Fulani. People now coming to kill everybody in the South. They took money from them in order to delay the designation of Boko Haram as a terrorist group. Now listen carefully. Documents obtained show that Obama administration officials recognized that Boko Haram was very, very deadly. But under Hillary Clinton, they refused to acknowledge the damage that Boko Haram was doing on people. Even as the victims were multiplying, as they were bombing and killing Christians in the north, Hillary Clinton did nothing. Obama did nothing. And when they got the report to designate them a terrorist group, they said no. I am heading somewhere. That is why I want to build this as a background. We are heading somewhere. That is the place we are going to. And in a short while, you will see how we shall arrive at that very destination of ours. DOJ, that is the Department of Justice in the USA, sent the documents to Senator Chuck Grassley, Republican, Iowa, David Vita of Republican Party in Louisiana. In response to a letter of inquiry, they jointly sent to the Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, in September. Among a list of requests, the senators asked for all relevant communications. Listen, asked for all relevant communications regarding the years-long process to officially designate Boko Haram as a terrorist group. Why did they ask for those documents? Because the senators realized that money had been changing hands. Some people were reluctant in the State Department to recommend the designation of Boko Haram as a terrorist group. Due to that very reluctance, the senators wanted to know, why did you delay when no should I say, useful answers were forthcoming. They started to ask for all the documentation between Nigeria and the State Department to be made available to them. Listen carefully, please. Very, very carefully. One document was then, the Director Attorney General was Eric Holder. He wrote a letter to the Secretary of State, John Kerry, approving or asking them to designate Boko Haram as a foreign terrorist organization in October 2013. The other was a January 2012 letter from the then Assistant Attorney General, Lisa Monaco, making the case against Boko Haram. The Department of Justice, according to the letter that Monaco wrote, strongly supports any efforts by the Department of State to begin the FTO, which is Foreign Terrorist Organization designation process, against Boko Haram. Now, FTO designation is significant because it triggers investigations into terror financing, allows the placement of sanctions on group members and those who support them, like Ali Ndume, all the Fulani supporters of Boko Haram, and enables increased cooperation between U.S. authorities and the military. Now, Monaco's letter was dated January 26th. That was after the Boko Haram killed nearly 185 people in Kano alone. But they found time to tag IPOB a terrorist movement. That is why we must see their moves and their plans. If you are intelligent, you will understand what the zoo is trying to accomplish. You will understand the way they operate. You will come to appreciate how determined they are in order to stop us from having Biafra and freeing other people as well. Now, Monaco later became Obama's homeland security and the counterterrorism advisor, when she advised that the rate of violence is only increasing. Now, in the US then, they have designated nearly 70 foreign terrorist organizations. They have categorized them as terrorist groups over a period of 20 years. And counter-terrorism experts say Boko Haram was unusually controversial. Now, do you understand? The same people that said that they vetted over 70 groups as terror groups when it came to Boko Haram, you know what they said? They said, oh, we are not going to designate them as a terrorist group. Do you know why? Because it's only going to give them increased publicity, as they are busy massacring people all over the place. Now, prior to their discussion, they knew that Boko Haram had formed transnational terrorist groups like Al-Qaeda. And this is the people now coming with their men in our land. Those you are seeing now in our villages, Al-Qaeda in the Maghreb, ISIS in West Africa, and some. These are the people now in our villages waiting for orders to unleash mayhem. And do you know what this document said? As far back as 2012, it said that their mission was to spread violence across West Africa. So what is happening today in our land? The well-planned, well-orchestrated move to push Janjaweed fighters into the south was recognized in the USA in 2012. In 2012, what you're seeing today was highlighted in 2012 in the USA. Now, the question is, why did it take so long to designate Boko Haram as a terrorist group? Even then, Senator Grassley, a Republican, that's one thing about Republicans, I don't think, they're always on the path of, I wouldn't call it righteousness, of doing things right. Some people don't know that he was a Republican, Abraham Lincoln, that put an end to slavery in America. A Republican, not a Democrat, a Republican. And you know the funny thing? It was the Democrats who were the ones that used to own slaves in America. Senator Grassley asked them, "Why are you delaying?" He wrote and said to them, "These delays must be stopped before another attack needlessly destroys the lives of innocent civilians." A Republican senator asking Obama's administration, asking Hillary Clinton, "Why are you delaying in designating Boko Haram?" Because they have taken money. Now, that is the background. Let us look at what happened earlier today, or should I say late yesterday night. And before I do that, there is a picture, because they have all these people. They have, when Britain planned to replace Buhari, the dead Buhari, with body doubles and Jubril and all that stuff, Britain was in on it. Not the administration of Boris Johnson, I must say. Boris Johnson doesn't want anything to do with it. That is why I am confident the zoo is collapsing this year. Boris Johnson doesn't want to be tainted with such abominable crime against democracy. He's an upright man. Boris Johnson is a typical U.S. conscientious Republican senator. He doesn't want to be tainted. He doesn't want his name associated with the fraud going on in Nigeria right now. He said he doesn't want a part of it. He doesn't want anything to do with it. That is why they are panicking in the zoo right now. As I'm talking to you, they are listening to me and they are panicking because they know that I know that the zoo is over. That was a picture I sent to Amaka earlier. You have seen it before. This is the picture. This is the reason why. For two reasons. One, this is why Bukola Saraki is not being prosecuted for corruption and embezzlement of funds. This very picture. This same picture is the confirmation that all of them in the government, they know that Buhari is no more. Everybody knows that. Even that cockroach that stopped Buhari from entering his office and they claim in 2017, that same cockroach even knows. Look at that picture. Amaka, please try and publish that picture. Tell me if this boy here with Bukola Saraki is Buhari that you know. Now, due to our consistency and determination, the whole world now knows that Jubril replaced the dead Buhari. And that even Jubril himself is no more. Are you aware of that? You know that Jubril is not dead as well? Are you aware of it? Now, look at this boy with Bukola Saraki. Every intelligence agency in the world, including Israel, they know that Buhari is dead. Every intelligence in the world, they know. It is Britain, every administration since the coming in of the dead Buhari in Britain has supported this fraud. This fraud was supported by Britain. Look at that boy and tell me if this little boy here, maybe the age of our last born, tell me if this boy is Buhari. Look at the way he's with Bukola Saraki, because Saraki knows. That is why they cannot prosecute him. When Saraki, remember, there was too much talk about Saraki going to prison, that they would jail him. He was a Senate president. He was giving the Abu Hari a hard time. I'm sure you all remember. Ask yourself, why didn't EFCC continue with Bukola Saraki's investigation? It is because of this picture. I want this picture everywhere. Look at the picture. That is why, because Saraki said to them, any day you write to me again or tell me not the prosecution, I will tell the whole world that this boy you told me is Buhari, this little boy I'm looking at here that I saw in the mosque, I will tell the whole world is not Buhari, that Buhari is dead. That was why they left me alone. Have you asked yourself why they left me alone? He was in PDP. They're not prosecuting PDP people. Have you asked yourself why they left Bukola Saraki alone? Because of this little boy. And I ask everybody in the zoo, even the most foolish idiots in the zoo, including pigs and swines, I want you to look at this picture and tell me, all of you people talking about is Buhari, what they are saying, what is the name? I want you to look at this picture and tell me that this is Buhari. Because this is the very reason why, despite years of looting, rampant stealing by Bukola Saraki, he is not facing the threat of jail. None whatsoever. You can see the reason why. He knows they brought him in, and he said to them, this was what I was saying to Biafran politicians. If you are under threat by these people, just make a statement, give it to lawyers abroad, and say, if anything happens to me, my lawyers will release this information. That's why I'm going to leave you alone. They are busy languishing in jail for no reason. Look at Bukola Saraki, he played his cards very neat. This was the picture he used and told EFCC, if you come close to my house again, if you attempt to write to me, I will tell the world that this boy is not Buhari, that Buhari is dead. They left me alone. And everywhere they know. Everywhere they know. Look at that picture. Look at that very picture and tell me that this is Buhari. I want anybody, including that useless girl, whatever rubbish she's called. That's the Robert Kelly, that useless, stupid, hopeless girl. The Robert girl. That had the guts to stand up and to challenge our assertions. I want even the dumbest fool in the zoo to look at this picture and tell me that this is Buhari. This was how, you know, when you play Monopoly, you have to get out of jail card. This was how Bukola Saraki, this is it. His own get out of jail card. This is it. Once if you're in trouble, let me give you the expo tonight. If you are in trouble now, you are a politician in jail. Right now, try and look for a means to contact an external lawyer. Use this very picture, as Bukola Saraki did. They will release you tomorrow morning. You will be released tomorrow morning. Look at this picture. I want even the most foolish person alive that ever met Buhari, the real Buhari, to look at this very picture. And tell me that this is Buhari. Just tell me this boy is Buhari. This is somebody that they gave to a Senate president then. A Senate president. The custodian of the conscience of the people. They said to him, this is Buhari, don't die, yo. Please, Buhari is dead, we will give you this boy. And that was the day his deal was wrapped. All the noise coming from my group, from EFCC, was pure bunkum rubbish. Any politician in the zoo who can stand on his 2 feet to say to hell with you, those ones are not being investigated by EFCC. Those who are in prison are those who are too frightened to say the truth. Is this boy Buhari? I'm asking you. No, he's not. And do you know why they got away with it? Do you know why they can now come bring an ordinary mama cow and say this is Nigeria president or Buhari? Even people will mold cow birthday cake and give to the cow. That is how foolish some people are. And that is why I hate Nigeria. I hate it with every fiber. I despise it. Have you seen what they're doing? I want every politician to go take this picture. Tomorrow, call your lawyer, give your lawyer the picture. I say, if you don't leave me from here, I will tell the world what I know. Then you will be released. Because they know this is not Buhari. That is how your mates are out of prison, but you are in prison. Because you don't have the metal. You don't have the balls to stand up and say enough is enough. Is this what to hand to you? I want Yoruba media to be tweeted tonight. Ask them, is this boy Buhari? A simple question. Channel CV, is this boy Buhari? Daily Trust editor, is this boy Buhari? Gather little boy. Is this boy, little boy, is he Buhari? This boy here with Saraki, is he Buhari? That your person was Buhari? The answer is no. Then where is Buhari? He's in a grave in Saudi Arabia. I need enough people to focus on bringing the truth down. They sent their agents to try to. They can't distract us. We are focused back on the things that matter, which is to collect and give everybody freedom, including those Hausa people being massacred now, as I speak, in Southern Kaduna, to give everybody hope and freedom. Not just the Afghans, I said everybody. Some of them who are slaves in Yoruba land in a lorry in Kwara can go with the Janjaweed if they want. Freedom for all, not just for the Afghans, for everybody. That is what IPOB is all about. That is what I represent. Not subjugation, but freedom, I mean absolute and total freedom for everybody. That the world may know that even in Africa there are some people that still possess some thinking faculty. Now, having gotten away with murder, do you see how the Jew Nigeria made it possible for the world to delay recognizing Boko Haram as a terrorist group? Whereas it was Igbo governor, so with Ohanaeze, they were the ones who invited Abba Kyari to prescribe IPOB. I hope you follow me. Nyanwoto and his group with Igbo governors invite. That is it. Oh my goodness. I don't want to mention Sabo tonight. The governors, they invited them, come and they prescribe. They want to make electric results, had a meeting and prosper. But Boko Haram, to tell you how ingenious the Fulanis are, they even went as us bribing white Americans in America, because they were the ones that sent Boko Haram to fight Jonathan. To fight Jonathan, to make life horrible for Jonathan's administration. Fulani, we are busy bribing people in America, bribing them to make sure that Boko Haram is not recognized as a terrorist group. Whereas it's working, that is how things are always in Jackaland. I don't know the type of people who are there. Even in our own case, we have no guns, nothing, not even ordinary carapult. It was our own people that went and called them to come and prescribe. What does that tell you about your suffering and your pain? That's why I said that God wants to teach people a lesson, a very bitter lesson. So that in the next 200 years, the stories will be told when they say, oh, why, daddy, why do we have a mosque in our village square? Then they will say, your ancestors, they refer to Mudu, they sold us out. Your governors, they sold us out. That's why they are here. You think you can cheat God? You think you can be this wicked and you cheat God? You're dreaming. Now we come to the cost of the matter, why I keep telling you with every certainty that the zoo is gone this year. That was before President Trump signed this executive order. It's on my page. Some of you have not read it very well. And you know, even with the zoo, people only go for headline. That's all. After the headline is all over, they don't read the substance of the article. But I'm trying to do so for you this evening. Donald Trump yesterday, listen carefully, please, signed an order. Signed an order yesterday directing that State Department. I told you, when I say the whole world listen to the radio, I think I'm joking. Some of you think it's a joke. Oh, how is that possible? Remember, I've been preaching that the problem we have is the American ambassador in the zoo, successive ones, not just the new lady that came. And I also told you that the State Department, oh, don't say it. I said rubbish. As long as it is the truth, I must speak it. It doesn't matter who is affected. Once it is the truth, I am under divine instruction that I will speak the truth always. Even if that truth leads to my death, you must speak it. You must speak the truth always. And I did. I told you, live on air, State Department in America, we've been going to USA. Anytime we get too close to State Department, something will happen. Something will always happen. Senators are fine. Lawmakers, congressmen and congresswomen, they are fine. Anytime it's time to go to State Department, something happens. Four times, meetings were arranged between me and officials of the State Department. Last minute, something will happen. Either that the cross report on their laptop or something happened. I came back and I told our people, if this is, that something is wrong with it, something is wrong there. Go and investigate it. Now listen to what Trump has done. Listen. To get it home. When you expect, are you trying to get the answer on Twitter, on social media, you know, people who didn't go to school. They don't understand. They don't know how these things work. They have no clue. You know, Zoom is very, you know, rather than actually enriching or enhancing your capacity to learn, what Nigeria does is to infuse in your brain what I call a very primitive code of reasoning. Very primitive. And I feel sorry for them. Listen carefully, please. Trump signs order directing State Department, USAID, to take action on global religious freedom. Because, of course, they cannot say Biafra, because they cannot be seen as encouraging the, or seen to be encouraging the division of the country. That is, it's a no-go area. So you can find any other flowery diplomatic language to wrap it around, but you cannot use the word break. You can't. Now listen. President Trump on Tuesday quietly signed an executive order directing the State Department to take more concrete State Department, that same State Department, so remember carefully. Directing the State Department to take concrete action in countries. In countries identified as violating religious freedoms. For example, you know who we are talking about. Assigning $50 million to support such efforts. For the first, since 1960. Since 1960, the well-crafted British engineer, the Fulani stranglehold on U.S.-Africa foreign policy. Since 1960, that is what said that God is marvelous. This Elohim, Chukwuka Kadem, will worship, is immense. People, you don't know how far we have gone, do you? You have no idea. You have no clue. You don't know how big IPOB is. I don't have to put on social media. I laugh at the buffoons. Listen carefully. There is a well-coordinated effort run by the British. The British, all these years, they've had the U.S. in their pocket. Once America wants to... don't mind them. Everything is okay. And they will listen. But for the first time since 1960, we have broken it. And this is how it happened. As a result of our tenacity and consistency, the consistency, because I never let go. As I'm telling you now, it's just a rocket and stuff. Let us just do as you're told. The consistency of IPOB and other conscientious bodies in the world, especially the USA, have come together to break that very yoke, that burden that Britain placed on all of us through Fulani. My only hope is that EU will follow suit shortly. Our coordinated diplomatic onslaught is working. It is, you cannot say it is diplomacy, it is like Twitter. You don't say it, but it's, oh my goodness, it is deadly. I can assure you. It is working. It is an expensive business, but it is working. Why do I say that? Let me read the executive order for you that Trump actually signed yesterday in the White House. By the authority vested in me as president, by the Constitution and the laws of the United States of America, it is hereby ordered. Please follow carefully. It is hereby ordered, Section 1. Religious freedom. America's first freedom is the moral and national security imperative. Religious freedom for all people worldwide, not America anymore, they have not gone into the war, where they are from. Worldwide is a foreign policy priority. For the first time, it's a priority for some, priority for State Department. Priority. And the U.S. will respect and vigorously promote this freedom. As stated in the 2017 National Security Strategy, our founders understood religious freedom not as a creation of the state, but as a gift of God to every person and a right that is fundamental for the flourishing of society. Do you know who went to America? We meet officials and they will say to us, oh, but it's only stomach and headers. They are clashing. I said no. I those that went to me, I will say no. In close to us, it is just love against Christianity and other religions. They said, no, it's not that there is a problem, there is a draft. I said, no. I proved it to them that it is a well-organized, well-funded, well-coordinated Islamic construct on the South. Meeting after meeting. Meeting after meeting. In some cases, we will be in Washington for a week. Meeting after meeting, the same thing, I never change. The same view, all I will tell them. It has nothing to do with farmer herder class, no. These people are coming to take our land, to burn churches, to destroy our way of life. And now it has gotten to the main man himself, and he's trying this yesterday. We'll continue. Now, Trump said, I am going to prioritize international religious freedom. He got some time, he said, within 180 days from yesterday, that's what I said, it was an Abraham one. Within 180 days from the date of this order, from yesterday, 180 days from yesterday, the Secretary of State shall, in consultation with the administrator of the United States Agency for National Development, USAID, develop a plan to prioritize international religious freedom in the planning and implementation of United States foreign policy and in the foreign assistance program of the Department of State and USAID. He is now giving order direct to State Department. Do you know who they are? They are the ones that ship ambassadors all over the place, including one in the zoo. They must now prioritize this. Whereas before, every diplomatic dispatch from Abuja to Washington has always been, it's a former header class. Fine, no more. It will not be investigated. If once an ambassador says it's former header class, it will be investigated. That was what we achieved. I give Elohim the glory, but we worked tirelessly hard for this to come to pass. Listen very carefully, please. This executive order, if you don't know, calls for the advancing international, and it is now asking the State Department to fund programs that promote and protect religious freedoms abroad. How do you protect against the Janjaweed? You take care for the seven. We'll come to that later. Trump continued. Foreign assistance funding for international religious freedom, the Secretary shall, in consultation with the Administrator of USAID, budget $50 million every year to support those who are fighting for religious freedom and a breakaway from the suffocating influence of what I can only call religious tyranny, to be honest with you. Religious tyranny, that's what it is. That's what it is. To help ensure that those groups, listen on, they said, we are giving you this money. We want you to use it to make sure that distinct communities are protected, to promote accountability, so that those who are representing them will be held to account. All these is a Fulani Janjaweed promoting like L5. Bill's funding, he's gone, he's finished. He is finished. He is gone. All the people that are supporting, you know, when he said, we sent them in Southern Carolina to stop killing people, that was the end of him. Once coronavirus finishes, he's in a big, big mess because of the thing that Trump signed. All the perpetrators, all those that support people who go about murdering and slaughtering people because of religion, that he's the gunner. He's the gunner. Maybe they will run to Dubai. I know that's what they're going to do. Once the zoo collapses later on this year, they will run to Dubai. That's what I know. This money, USA, though, this money is going to go towards improving safety and security in churches, especially in the Middle Belt. So if by this time next year, USA is not giving this money to protect churches in Benue and in Togi, we know there's something wrong. It is here. In case you don't know, it is here. It's written in black and white. In black and white. Now, you must ensure that every faith-based and religious entity, including those in foreign countries, are not discriminated against on the basis of their religious identity or religious belief. You cannot anymore. No longer in this dream. From yesterday. No more. They will not be held accountable. Now, this order also calls for diplomats, so, as I told you before, because I told you that they listen to us. They listen to IPOB. They listen to Radio Biafra, all of them they do. Radio Biafra is international, and I want to prove it to you tonight that they listen. You know what Trump said? Trump didn't just write this thing and say, okay, God implement it. He said, no. This order calls for diplomats to increase efforts in raising concerns that are not asking the U.S. ambassador in the zoo any time there is an atrocity in Nigeria. You must raise it. You must query. You must ask what is going on. Do you understand it? Do you now understand it? They can no longer pretend nothing is happening. The heads of all agencies shall, when appropriate in coordination with the Secretary of State, raise concerns. You must tell us. This is the body language. You must let us know what is happening. Unlike what has obtained in the past. Now, do you know what it said? Yes, oh my goodness, Trump, unbelievable. Do you know what happened? Because of what we've been saying, he now said, maybe the officers don't have training on how to report on all the things. You know what Trump said? Trump said there's going to be training for all officials. Department of State, that's them people stopping us from moving forward. All their employees in foreign affairs will now undertake training modeled on the international religious freedom training described in a particular section they have in their law that they made in 1980. Within 90 days of him signing this order, the heads of all agencies, that are assigned personnel to positions, in other words, those who are assigned duties, diplomats, all the rest of this, overseas, shall submit their plan to the president through the assistant to the president for national security affairs, detailing how the agencies will incorporate the type of training described in this particular executive order. This is the training that they have every blessed day, especially those abroad. This is how to make laws. The man sat down and talked about this long and hard. Why is it that when people are being killed, I'm not hearing about it? Why? People say he's a racist, but he's not. Trump is not. What he's doing is to serve people abroad, especially in Africa, especially in the zoo called Nigeria. You know what Trump said? Maybe you don't have the training for this. Incorporate this reporting in your training so next time when evil is happening, you report it to us. Because they listen to what we're saying. Now, do you understand it? Within 90 days, He said to them, so within 90 days, I expect the U.S. ambassador to be reporting back exactly what is happening. What is happening? This is astonishing. Astonishing. There is this page here, section 6. It is incredible. You must develop recommendations to prioritize the appropriate use of economic tools to advance international religious freedom in countries of particular concern. And what are those countries of particular concern? Chineke no never. Who are those? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Of course, Nigeria is there. It's number two. Number two. The Secretary of the Treasury, this is section 6B, in consultation with the Secretary of State, may consider imposing sanctions under Executive Order 13818 of December 2017, which, among other things, implements the Global Magnitsky Human Rights Accountability Act. It's the public law that they have. You know what it means? Buratai, Buhari, Yusuf Buhari, all those that stole money. You know, the Buratinubu, they're all in a mess. Do you know why these people are getting away with murder? Do you know why they get away with murder all the time? They have never had people like IPOB confront them. That's why we are more educated than all of them put together. All of them, we are more learned than all of them put together. We understand the law and we make use of it. That is why they cannot convict us in their court. No, it's impossible. Because we know the law. You see, Aisha was going to prison. Buratai, of course, that one is gone, it's not coming back. You, all of them that stole money, Aisha, your entire family, Yusuf Buhari, the fourth richest boy in Africa, the richest man in Africa, stolen money. Indians will not see it all. But I mean, they're all going to prison. If the law is very clear, it's here. Any day they enter USA, our lawyers will ask the authorities, are you aware of this particular security order? And what are you doing about it? They are in a very serious mess. Now they have described countries of particular concern that they have. And it is incredible, it's very, 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 very incredible. Do you know who those countries are? Now listen. The president's order yesterday follows the publication in April of the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedoms. The annual report that we published everywhere. People thought it was nothing. You know, the only documents. People don't read. Because of the very gossipy nature of the political climate. It's a climate that feeds on gossip, not on facts and figures, only gossip. Because when this particular report was published in April, it was widely circulated. Remember, this group, independent group, now mapped out countries that need to be looked at, of course. For 2020, you know what they said? They recommended a new designation for Nigeria. Nigeria is number one on the list.
Oh, dear me.
This particular legislation imposes sanctions on foreign individuals. Aisha Buhari, Buratai, of course, Abacha is dead. Tinubu, El Rufai. That's what it says here. It imposes on foreign and entities responsible for human rights abuses. Finished. It is here. Very clear. In black and white. Now, that is the work we have been doing. That you may not have seen and you cannot see it. It's only when the results like this come out that we can tell you. All that time, you see us in the U.S., us have been battling and discussing. Others are doing something as well. It's not only us who are being killed, others are doing something as well. That is why, when you are together and you create pressure or you make so much noise about something that is righteous, people listen to you. That's how the world works. That is why we must be on Twitter. That is why we must be on social media. That is why we must keep on every blessed day. Yes, he's in America. He took picture. Have you seen it? We have broken this IPOB. We have broken the Fulani Janja weed corrupt stranglehold in the U.S. State Department. It's broken by this executive order yesterday. For years, they have bribed, lied, blackmailed U.S. diplomats into believing that they are the only ones that are. If you go abroad and you want to lobby, they will say, "Oh, no, he's a Fulani, don't bring them." That's the bribery working. That's why they keep bringing money every day. They keep bribing, including Facebook as well. Fulani war chest, as of today, is $22 billion. And they have gone even to go and borrow even more money. You think they're going to pay teachers and nurses and doctors? No. It's to keep, to maintain their stranglehold of the zoo. And if the zoo falls, at least they'll have some money to start life over again. Fulani war chest is detuned. They use monopoly, like having Dangote. They use what I call state interventionist policies, like the banning of stockfish from our bank, no more. Textile, no more. Obasanjo did that one perfectly well. No textiles in our bank. Secondhand clothing, no more. No stockfish. Whereas before, we can go to the water and bring in container into our bank, no more. Closed field. Economic strangulation. So that all the wealth, all the concentration of the world, if you want to make money, you go to Lagos, or you go to Abuja, you go to Kano, you go to Kaduna, you go to Zaria, you go to Sokoto, or you go to Bauchi, or maybe Maiduguri. A deliberate economic policy that some people cannot see, that makes me wonder why people still talk about one Nigeria to a Biafran. I don't understand it. If Water Report is not working, Calabasas Report is not working, and Meiji is busy building a rail line between Ibadan and Lagos so they can make him president. He's that. So Lua tried it and they ended up killing him. Do you see how they roll? Do you see how they have managed to make you poor? To hold you down in perpetuity. And that is, those are the chains IPOB is breaking. The struggle is some traitors cannot see it. You cannot see it. Look at what they are doing. All the money spinning and lucrative sectors of the economy, you only have Janja weed for an idea. Is it a surprise? NNPC, customs, the oil sector, anywhere that money is coming in mining. Everywhere there is money, you have Fulani there. You think they're doing it because they love you or they want to serve in office? It is called economic stranglehold. They're holding it. The same way they held America since 1960. It's only this year that we broke it. This, all these years we've been working. I called it diplomatic strength. I would destroy the zoo diplomatically. And it hasn't happened. Did you not hear me when I said I used the phrase diplomatic strangulation? Did you hear me? Did you hear me when I said it? Is it not happening now? Is it not happening now? I'm asking you. Elohim is in heaven. When I say Elohim, forces of darkness, they flee. I must fall upon the Most High. NNPC, everywhere there is money, you see Ganja weed. You see Ganja weed, they are there. They are talking about one Nigeria. He wants to dominate you. They want to dominate everybody. But what are you doing? You are destroying people, not dominating. You destroy. Because listen to the psyche of an average zoo animal. Because if you're a Nigerian, you're a zoo animal. Let me tell you why you're an animal. You killed Biafran people, 5 million. Because you claim, of course, falsely of course, that Nzongo carried out an evil coup and killed a few northern officers. Is that correct? How many was killed?
Very few. Good.
How many people have died under the rulership of this Janjaweed people since Buhari took over? How many people? These are people who paid every foreign paid money to terrorists. They said they're from Mali, from Chad, from Niger. He said, I paid them, our misguided brothers. A president so called calling terrorists his misguided brother, or his brothers, so to speak. And you all forgive him if I'm to go by the rubbish you're doing in the zoo, and you voted for him again. How many people have they killed? How many? Who created them? Who are their sponsors? These are the people that named Buhari at one point as the chief negotiator when he was alive. He was the one that said an attack against Boko Haram is an attack against the North, which Tinubu paid Google to remove. But we have the picture caption. You forgive them. Voted for them again. But you cannot forgive an Igbo man because an Igbo man led a coup that killed less than 50 people. But you can forgive a man that is presiding over the wholesale slaughter of villages in broad daylight. Do you see how warped the brain of a Nigerian is? Do you see why I hate the word? That name Nigeria makes me sick. Not because when a buffoon says new Nigeria, I want to start vomiting. This is why I hate Nigeria. You can forgive a man that came out and said, Boko Haram are my brothers. They are misguided. If you attack them, you are attacking me. Yes? You can forgive such a man. And claim to have voted for him again. I say he's a good man.
The legendary zoological republic.
They are now lamenting. Those that said evil man, they are now lamenting. Why? There is a saying that will come from. Some people thought that we have to die and be against we are fighting our freedom here. You have to do well to be seen to be against your own flesh and blood. I said flesh and blood. It's empty DNA. The whole United Delta nonsense. People raised with money stolen from abandoned properties. Shame! Shame! Because of shame, they can't come out. Because there's something called Orico. I don't know if you know some of you who are versed in our ways, in our traditions. You can't steal from your brother and come and dine with him. You will die. If that is what is holding some of them. So when you see them saying, we are not there, please forgive them. It's ignorance and fear. One day they will apologize. One day they will apologize. But that doesn't mean that anybody saying that Nigeria that they are foolish. I'm being honest with you. You are? Look at it here. Do you know why I say you're foolish? Look, the same reason why you chose the name Niger Delta is to give the impression that oil is coming from our land. Let's look at what's happening in this view. Pandev wrote letter. It's not a thing of joke. You are begging. You're not that strong though. When it comes to Biafra issue, to Igbo issue, to uniting our people, you're running your mouth like a bombed pipeline. You've been causing oil now, it's causing oil. You're running your mouth like a fool. And you're running your mouth against those running NMPC, you cannot. You can't, because you're a coward. All of you are. Now listen very carefully to this. These are the list, these are the names of the people who are managing NMPC. They said, this is what we are fighting. We don't want an evil man to dominate us in Biafra. They will dominate everything. Now I want to ask them, in Nigeria, are you not being dominated by the Fulani? Are you not? Are you that foolish? You can no longer see? When it comes to Biafra, every idiot, what those with fake names, those with fake accounts from everywhere, they will crumble the roof by writing rubbish. Of course, mind you, most of them are fake accounts run by Fulani people. I must warn everybody before you start, you know, getting high blood pressure over it. Those are people from Fulani, or those fathered by them during the war. This was the trick they played with Hausa people. Oh, we are Hausa Fulani. When there is nothing like Hausa Fulani, absolutely nothing, A Fulani man is different from Hausa man. Different in everywhere. And even we Hausa Fulani. To tell you how evil Fulani is, they hide behind the Hausa and the Hausa language and committing all manner of atrocities. We are is Hausa Fulani. The same thing they're doing. Don't agree on. Now we want to go and check and see who is running the lives of Niger Delta people. We want to go and see. Check and read it for them so they can hear it.
All your people.
Now let you know, the death of my county value. He's not from Niger Delta, Nigeria. He was the group managing director of Nigeria National Petroleum Corporation. That same NNPC that led some people to say we don't want to be part of Biafra, yes? Who was managing it before? My country, but not to Tamil Nadu. Because they are preaching the truth.
The most of them they refer to the pipeline security guard. That's their contract from Jonathan's time. 400 million naira every year contract. Poverty is a disease. It's a very big disease.
Very big disease. A review of the top 20 executive positions in the corporation, NNPC, the same NNPC that made some people to deny who they are, the same NNPC that made some people to say we are Nigerians, we are not Biafrans.
The same NNPC. And who is in charge of NNPC?
Are you listening to me? The group managing director is Mele Kyari, chief finance officer Umar Aliya. Chief Operating Officer Yusuf Usman. Chief Operating Officer Corporate Services Farouk Ugariba Saeed. Chief Operating Officer Refining and Petrochemicals Mustafa Yakubu.
The list goes. It sounds like a list from Dubai.
After going through all these names, I keep asking myself, are they Africans? Are they Africans? This one here. Musa Lawan, Omar Ibrahim, Mustafa Yakub, I can't understand. Abdul Kader Ahmed. Are these African names? It's not Arabic. It's like something is here when you travel to Oman or maybe to Kuwait. These people are lost. They're not even Africans. Look at their names. None of them here is from the so-called Niger Delta. And shame. They are not ashamed to come out in the open to antagonize people fighting for their freedom. No shame, no honor, no dignity. You'll be running your mouth like a damaged pipeline. Look at it. Are you here? How do you think you can get on the board of NNPC if you are not together as one people? How is that possible? Because Fulani knows if they go it on their own, they will not succeed. Fulani hid behind Hausa and called themselves Hausa Fulani as a political bloc. They became unstoppable. Can you reason? I'm asking, can our people actually try to think for some time? You had Fulani started in the beginning to say, Fulani, they only started shouting Fulani when they have gained foothold everywhere. As MS, as governors, as senators, as mothers, as terrorists. They now said, we are now Fulani. Before, I think you need to go to a house of Fulani. It was this same radio Biafra that told you, no, it's Fulani that's causing the damage. Now they're coming out from where they are hiding. To say, we are now Fulani, we rule. Yes, and they have dumped Hausa. Hausa is now on the floor. Doing Babiyama, as usual. Doing Alimajiri, as usual. Because what they want to do in our land was exactly what they did to the Hausa people. We will give you your leaders, your governors, your traditional rulers, your PGs. We will anoint, we will tell you who will be your PG in your village.
So when we start to repress you, you will have nobody to run to. And we shamefully we bought into that rubbish. And as they are so are there saboteurs everywhere. Sabotage from everywhere. And I'm saying to sabotage every saboteur, every traitor working for the Jew. It doesn't matter what religion is. Look at Awosa. Awosa should teach you a lesson. What food are needed to Awosa, they will do to him even worse. Look at all the names here. Like something from as you are landing in Dubai, you hear all these names. They are the ones running Niger Delta. Mandela on here, Niger Delta. I don't know how people can hate themselves so much that they don't want to see the light. You don't want to see the light. Can't you see it? This is where they get the money to bribe American diplomats. From here. Because they need to, for you to pay a diplomat $1 million once they arrive, you have to have money now. How are they going to make it? They know maybe if the Yoruba man is here, maybe somebody from somewhere, if they say bring that money, let's bribe them, so you say no. But they plan themselves very well, arrange it very well. It's their job, customs, they are there. Air Force is there. Everything you can think of, they are there. So they can keep. Stop judging you, I cannot see it. And you'll be there, I'm a Nigerian. I don't have mercy on you. So, only three top positions we are located to develop the South. The rest is forbidden. What can you do? Maybe you ask another letter tomorrow from Pandev, Mr. President. Can I please beg you? So, but you cannot write to beg an Igbo man. But you can write to beg a funny man. Do you see how foolish, do you see how inferior people have become? Some people are negative. Do you see how inferior you are? Pandev is not behaving like a kindergarten child has been flogged many times. Like, you say, oh, I want more, they fold you. Now you're no longer a PhD holder. You're no longer, the agaba of your village. Oh, dear President, dear Mr. President, you are a good man. God brought you into power. You are doing very well. You love everyone. You are a father to all. Please, can you give us at least 1% of the NPC? Sabotage everywhere, saboteur. You see the price of sabotage. Niger Delta, when you look at this list of everybody in NMPC, do you see the price you're paying for sabotage of Biafra? Do you see it? So who are paid with his life? Fulano will come and twist your brain with the help of Yoruba media. They twist it all very well. They polish your brain. They twist it. And it takes the life. Until they deliver you. Did you see your brain? Now, Pandev, that the chairman is Edwin Clark. Now that you're writing a groveling letter begging for position, are you remembering your days of treachery as some of your children are doing today? And my curse on you is that the same way you're begging for money. And I can't do it. I don't want anyone to upset with me. I don't want you to upset with me. I can't trust you. Yes, it's how I've caught you. And said to you that your children will write letters to beg for an idea, same way you're writing. When you are betraying the Afra, do you know that one day you'll be begging? All of you betrayers, we know who you are. All of you who are agents of the North, we know you. It doesn't matter how much noise you make. Or how important you feel. You are nothing. You are a simple, funny, stupid agent. You are nothing. You're nobody. What you are doing now was what Edwin Clark did in 67, 68, 70, betraying his people. Today, he is now writing a letter begging the young president. Can you please consider one of our children to join the board of NMPC? There is nobody from here. Hey, what you're doing is not good. There is God. Zoom.
That is the life of a saboteur. I tell you the truth. Tell your food to make it. Once you sabotage your people, this is the price you pay. I am asking our people, I am asking my fellow Biafran friends from the coastal region, Melek Yari, Umar Aliyah, Yusuf Usman, Farouk Garba, Saeed, Mustafa, Yakubu, Hadiza, Kumasi, Omar, Ibrahim, Kalamu, Abdullahi, Ibrahima, Marma, Bala, Munti, Musa, Lawan. Are they from your place? Do you recognize any of those names? Do you know why you recognize them? Because of sabotage. Traitor. Treachery, never pays. Treachery. You cannot betray your nation. And you don't pretend to be well with you. It's impossible. You may be in Abuja as a washing car for one Alamaji, thinking you've arrived. You are nobody. Now look at what I do to you. Now you're writing a letter. As somebody said in Clark, then, brother, one day you write a letter to beg, but he will say, no. He will manage my problem. He was a traitor. Hardcore traitor, as you have them today, in the same place. The same traitors, the same, they never change. They are in the same place, the same traitors. Every day, treachery upon treachery. Every day, they never learn. They can never learn. Let me tell you what. I think it's for. This is a Biafra thing. I want to give you the story of Awasa. Awasa, they are Muslim, genuine ones, not fake Muslim. They are genuine. You know, there is Islam that is instigated or just prompted by hunger. Islam, I call them hunger. These are people that knew Islam before the Fulanese came. And they behaved exactly as some of you are today doing, traitors and saboteurs, thinking that they are serving their family and doing very well. Now, I want to use, they call themselves Hausa Fulani, don't forget. In fact, they even put Hausa first before Fulani. Not Fulani Hausa, but Hausa Fulani. Let's see what is happening to you, Hausa people. It has been happening for them for nearly 200 years. How was they put on the rest smart? The same is happening now. When the Spanish came in Quebec, they groomed the saboteurs among the Hausa people. It's the same typical pattern. Our people don't listen because they don't read history. You don't understand. You are ignorant. An average Nigerian is a bundle of ignorance. No matter the level of degree they possess, they are used to their hopeless. Completely hopeless. I want to teach you what you don't know. I will teach you as if you are in the garden, so you learn. I want to tell you that we are those practicing Islam before the Janjaweed came. Before the vulture Udele led them from Futajalon to Gobert. A vulture led them. A vulture. Let's tell you how evil they are. A vulture led them to come to Gobert. They started by grooming some of the local Hausa people. Oh, let's have corruption. Your leaders are bad. They have attacked them all. Then there was no Facebook or Twitter. Maybe the Twitter they had then was Furadunun. That thing they used to carry Furadunun. Oh, your leaders are bad. Don't say that. These are people who are so hardened. Fulani is so dedicated to their mission and their goal that they gave out their wives and their daughter to sleep with Arab slave raiders. Do you understand? The people you now have in Asoro, I'm giving you raw history that you is priceless. Fulani, you see in Asoro today to tell you how determined they are. When the Moors came, when the Arabs came to come and take slaves from Africa, because they were the first to come It's not today that I started being stupid, black people from Africa. Our stupidity dates back to antiquity. They came to carry us. You see maybe two Arab men. He will come and he will tie a whole village with one rope and lead them across the Sahara Desert. Oh dear me. Even till today in America they are kneeling on our neck and killing us. And I asked myself this question, why don't they kill Asians like that in America? Where was black people? But we'll get to that later. When they came, Fulani, in order to protect themselves, as I said, they gave away their daughters, they gave them, and as I said now, doing prostitute on the side of Europe. That's what he's doing. For them to keep power in Nigeria, they forgot to run. Everything for us said is can go to hell. They don't give Aisha to little boys inside of a rock. That was what their progenitors did. They gave their daughters to slave raiders to go and give birth to children that is life scheme. Are you aware of that? And then became agents for the Arabs. Are you aware of that? It's something they are doing now. Anybody who comes, they will be agents for that person. If it's Britain, oh, no problem. If it's China, as it is now China, no problem. And in America, that is the bastion of democracy right now in the whole world. You cannot get them to start colonizing people. You start bribing them to look the other way as impunity is happening. Now you understand. Now you know your history. I'm saying this so that these laws in the so-called, a few of them, very few. They may be vocal, but very few. They talk about Nigeria. I want to teach you a lesson. With what happened to Hausa people, there we are Muslims. The Fulanis came, convinced them that their leaders were corrupt. Those useless Hausa people, this life is funny, helped the Fulanis to overthrow their own kings and rulers. And now, you know, funny enough, they are now servants to the Fulani emirs. Every emir in the north is a Fulani. They are serving them as Hausa people. Do you see how you brought slavery on yourself? The same thing with NBC. The same thing now that Edwin Clark, God is miraculous. That's why Edwin Clark is that God kept him alive to humiliate him. Now he's writing a letter. Dear Mr. President, can you please help us? This is bad. It's discrimination. A slave is something that Hausas are doing today. And not only that, they are not only doing it in Hausa land, the people that came, because those of them that they killed, I put it on my page earlier, please, I'm not going to see if they're finally post them again. Those that they are killing in Southern Kaduna are Hausa people. But when their forefathers were betraying their kings and bringing in the Fulani to overthrow them, they thought they were doing the right thing. But today, after 200 years, the sins of the fathers have been visited upon their children in Southern Kaduna. Those they are killing are Hausa people. Those they are killing are Hausa people. And why are they killing them? Because their fathers betrayed 200 years ago. Because they feed the rafted the Hausas in 1804. In 1804, the Fulanis defeated the Hausas, completely defeated their kings. I said, there is one Islam, purity, corruption, the same rubbish you have today. The same nonsense. You look for the IPOB came and said to hell with you. You look for a more corrupt than any other person. That's why they cool down. Since I said, have you seen them now come out again? Anti-corruption, this and that. Because of IPOB. Because of I. That is why they are jealous. They know we are formidable. They know how strong we are. They know, they understand it. Our adversaries, they know. Our enemies respect it. Since I started with the case of Audio Zakal, have you had EFCC is to prove the anti-corruption? Have you heard it since then? dear me. That's why I feel like they hate IPUB. They help us so much. They help us so much. Because we are formidable. I'm telling our people, if you fail to kill into Biafra, look at what is happening in Southern Cardinal. And what happens there anyway, to start with? What happened in Southern Cardinal? Let's hear more. I'm not suspecting. Fulani headmen. Fulani, remember, they used to call Hausa Fulani. That's very smart. So I want to Hausa Fulani. But listen to Fulani, but try.
Our people are so daft. Our people are so daft. So daft.
And I'm about to say, put you later. Message from heaven. As I preach up, as you hear it from my mother's heaven, it's gospel. Gospel. From heaven. Who is that most? Who is the? I don't lie. I am my first. I don't lie. I don't fear any man. So why would I lie to you? I don't lie. I don't. Because you can't do anything to me. If I tell you the truth, you can't do nothing to me. You can't do anything to me. Let me tell you what 200 years of water betrayal brought to Southern Kaduna. Is late yesterday. Fulani headsmen in very Southern Kaduna community hurt women, children to death. This is a gift from 200 years ago. Betrayal. That's what they're still paying.
Southern Kaduna.
And somebody said, an eyewitness, when we are just walking up, when the headsmen came and entered their elbow, they came with weapons too, and started chopping people to death. It's not funny, but that's what Trump is against. Do you see that? Do you know the funny thing? The U.S. ambassador will not let this thing back to the State Department in America. No, of course not. She has taken her own cash. That's why they keep borrowing. 40 billion here, 30 billion there, 80 billion there, they keep borrowing. Because as they are fighting, Fulani thrives on terror. They can't fight a war. They are not warriors. They are not. Believe you me, they are not. When Othman Donfodio came, Othman Donfodio convinced Hausa people to fight their kings. The Fulani never fought. They had the monarchies of the Hausas. That is why I make the Hausa race is a very good race. They are good people. I keep saying it morning, noon, and night. Hausa people are good. Very, very good. Arguably the best people in West Africa. Hausa people are very good people. By nature, they are good. If you see any bad Hausa person, know there is a Fulani blood in that person. No Fulani is nearby. Hausa people are good. Very good. Now, that they were foolish 200 years ago to have allowed the Fulani to come to defeat their kings. Today, they are paying. They are being hacked. This one are evil. Fulani. And you go, you say to a British diplomat, can't you see what is happening? It's water scarcity in the Sahel. And I said to the man, this terrorist put a knife to somebody's throat. He said, no, it's water resources. I thank God that Trump has listened and has done something about it. And whenever we rest down, because they'll be pumping more money to officials of State Department. They'll be pumping more money. They'll hire even far more formidable consultants. They'll do that. They'll go to PR agencies. They'll do everything. CNN, their budget will increase. Look at the death of one man in America. The whole world is at a standstill. But people are being slaughtered every day like chicken. Every blessed day. Every day. Not one single protest. Not one. And when IPOB come out, he doesn't think it's you're protesting. You want to be killed. You're protesting. God bring your children to protest. You see, to the people. But nobody's asking those protesting all over the world, oh, God bring your children down. Do you see the way a black man reasons? Do you see how warped? Do you see why we are slaves? Do you see why black, because of the way we reason, the way a black man reasons is astonishing. Astonishing, I tell you. I did that earlier. This very, I did it earlier. That I endorse the protests going on in America over the horrendous killing of George Floyd, which is dreadful. And like I suggested, the death of George Floyd, which is regrettable, Nigerians protested. And I'm asking Nigerians, who is going to protest the death of women and children from Southern Kaduna? Do you see the hypocrisy of a black man, of a Nigerian? Hypocrisy of the highest order. Hypocrisy upon hypocrisy. Devilish people. When you tell them the truth, they look for one allegation and concoct and put on your head. Right out there, everything Nigerian is evil. Everybody who stands up in Nigeria is an evil. God knows that person is the embodiment of iniquity. You are protesting in Abuja, protesting in Lagos for George Floyd. Who is going to protect the daily massacre of children? Oh, because they are not on is not a good. You have nothing to gain from it. You are not going to make your Facebook page good lines. That's why God looked at Africa and said, "I'll give you their friends. If they can stand on their own, I'll bring light into Africa. If not, you are doomed forever." You don't know how God works, don't you know? God saw black Africa and said, "You people are evil." But I will pity you. It's just like a diamond encrusted with dirt and mud. Go and look for it and wash it clean. That's what Biafra has come to do, if you don't know. Without Biafra, you're all in darkness. From generation to generation, you're finished. Yeah, man. Nigeria has to protest at the U.S. Embassy in Abuja. Can you believe that? When people are dying every day, every blessed day, George Floyd was killed, sadly, of course, by a law enforcement officer. But every day in your zoo, somebody is being shot dead at checkpoints for no reason. And you have not protested. Hey, in this UG, black people. Black people.
Oh dear me. Oh dear me. Oh dear me.
This time we better learn. Never had to. Do you know there are people in our land selling, people in our village selling land to Fulani for Ruga? They gave me ATL 100 billion and they're spending it very wisely. They have their CFO everywhere. What is that Lama doing there in Abunika? What is he doing there? Who lives there? Oh, they have come. They will just sell the cattle. After a while, they go. And they think they are talking to children. We are kids, yes? I came armed with facts and figures from history. History that you cannot dispute. Think of all the idiots and after all those making mouth about Biafra. What is it of Biafra? Had they not gone quiet? What do they know? Are their brains empty? They know nothing. Those ask us about boundary. Have you heard from them again? They've all gone to sleep because they are dumb. Their brains are empty. They think if you swallow half a dictionary and you're talking rubbish, somehow that confers upon you some degree of superior intellect. Doesn't make any sense to me. We all can speak very purified English. But it's for people back home to understand what we're saying, that was when we dumbed it down a little bit. That's all. We know what we're doing, and our message is sinking in. And that's the most important of all. Now, in our land, they are selling it all. Your so called PG and the Igwe LJ, they are selling our land, and they are now selling it to Fulani. And when you ask them, they deny. They deny it. In broad daylight. You see men lying. There is a video evidence. You are looking at the video. You are looking at Igbo land. You are looking at cattle. Nama is there. And 5 years ago, there was no Nama there, no cow there. All of a sudden, there's a cow. Or two or three or four or five. and they are putting up structures. Oh, limits is not enough. There is enough punishment. Oh, yes, we have them, but not what you said. But can you see the video? Are you blind? Can't you see?
They keep using ourselves all the time.
And now, what is happening? As I will not tire of reminding you every day, I was in America, 2015. I asked for help to buy ammunition. And because I opened my mouth to ask our people for help, that made me a criminal. I said, that's why. You didn't give me any money. I said, you should have asked in the first place. And now, I want to read this to you. It's called Penny Wise, Pound Foolish. Stupidity of the highest order. I told you about black people, including some Igbo as well. Our stupidity is legendary. Just, we are hopeless. That is why every other part of the world is moving forward. And blacks are always falling backwards. I have asked this question before. It is very sad that George Floyd was killed. But have you asked yourself, why are Indians not being killed in America? Asians. Why are Chinese not being killed? Why are Latinos not being killed the way they're killing blacks? Why? And you're in the streets jumping up and down because of George Floyd. When black on black violence in America out of this world. The figures. Because we are blacks, we never tell ourselves the truth. The truth is so painful, you don't want to hear it. As black on black violence in America, have you ever rallied to stop it? Because of the way we're living. The president, this is according to Storm Newspaper, the president's general of town unions in the Southeast have asked the people to get ready to defend themselves. It's something I said in 2015. Now, those in the village are saying something. Yes, we don't learn. We don't learn. And how can God love you? How can you say that God will love you with this way of reasoning? Now, the places are now asking for defend yourself. So we are just going to know organization loving. The plan is organized. The Nigerian army is helping them. They've come equipped. They've had sleeper cells in our village for 40 years. And he said, just like that, you flippantly, God will defend yourselves, just like that. And God will defend yourselves is how you're going to resist an army that is equipped. Fighting with the agents on the ground. Because they're coming, they have friends in Biafra land. They have friends in Biafra land. They have friends. Their job is to divert your attention away from what really matters. It's trivia, more or less, with nonsense. And some of you fall for it. They are gimmicks, they are games. They fall for it. You fall for it, rather. And that's why we are where we are today. Defend yourself. Live with trouble. When your agents have sold our land, your immigrants have sold our land, you calling for self-defense and taking money. Who's going to defend us then? My phone will not stop ringing. It's IPOB. Come. IPOB, come. And I keep asking them, how can I defend you without guns and bullets? How do you expect me to do it? How? Well, as I told them then, it's now too late anyway. It's now too late. Even the bishop who has written, a man that I have immense respect for, Anthony Obinna, he's a good man. He has written. He's the Archbishop of Owerri, Roman Catholic Archbishop. You must go and defend it. Something. Go and defend yourselves. But I saw this thing in 2015. And I told you they are going to come. I was very certain. I said, they are coming. I didn't say maybe. I saw a vision. I was in a dream. No, I didn't say any of this. I said, I know they are coming. Because in their nature, they will always come. If they fail, they will try again. That's how they are programmed. They're like a piece of software. It's wired in their DNA. They must come. And haven't they come? How come none of the saboteurs is making reference to what they're going to do? Traitors. They can't. It will put them to shame. And he was in America, said, no, that it's one Nigeria, that they have one hotel where prostitutes are lodging in Abuja. So because of that, if you want to spoil your business, one has a face me, a face you in Abuja, back in Lagos. So why should I support Biafra or defend our home? But it has come. And I feel sorry for you. Now, you are pompous and you act. Why won't I be arrogant? Why won't I be pompous? Did I warn you? Did I tell you before? What did you say? What did you say when I told you that they are coming? What did you say? What did you do? All you did was to betray, to go and call her back here, to bring Buratai to come and kill as many of us as possible. There is a saying also where I come from. What are the people? Next man, the people and there's no decay anymore. Have you ever come to you before? You don't even heard about that before in the village. Let's kill the hero. Let's kill the hero. Something that requires a hero to defend the people has come. Now you start running around looking for a hero to defend you. You want to go to war with the Janjaweed that is no general. You have no general. I want to go to war. Or you want somebody who works with them to lead you in battle, like Afon Jadid in Ilorin. The village is Afon Jadid. You also don't know? So you are stupid, you don't know? Somebody there is as a child of heaven. All of a sudden, suddenly you convert somebody from Biafra land, converting to Islam. Come on, there is something wrong with you. Then you have an identity crisis. You don't know who you are. You don't know who you are. You know who you are. We must be educating them. We have to. You are asking, you know how, let me, I said I will spread this view tonight. I'm from everywhere. I'm not sparing anybody. But it's the truth. Have you ever wondered why Iguaha Enugu Express Road is not motorable? Have you ever wondered why you cannot travel from Enugu to Onitsha? Have you? Do you know how many times the contract for Owerri to Onitsha Road was awarded? Do you know why Owerri Road hasn't been built? Do you think they were not awarded? Is that what you think? Do you see that? I know there is marginalization, I know that. Do you think all these years, even when Jada was there, no money was given for Enugu Iguaha Expressway? Money was given. The people you call your leaders, they get the money. But they're not similar, so. No, 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 of course they're not. But the person who is saying to you, prepare, Fulanis are coming, is a criminal. But the person that took the money meant for the reconstruction of Iguaha to Enugu Expressway is your leader. Do you know who took the money? Do you know? Is the prime money? So you don't know. So he's our leader. He's our leader. Why is it? But he was the one. You claim he's your leader, but he was the one that pocketed the money meant for Enugu to Iguaha Express Road. Why can't you understand? He was part of the people that took the money for Enugu to Onitsha. Are you deaf? Are you blind? Are you foolish? But he's your leader. He's an elite. He's the evil leader. Do you see why blacks are a bit strange, especially from Africa? They're a bit funny. Everything is upside down. Everything is upside down. Somebody said he's your representative. He is in the Senate. Money was allocated to build a road. They took the money, they put it in their pocket. He comes up to the village. He says he's your leader, and you're hailing him. I'm asking you, are you not insane? Are you not foolish? Anytime you are traveling, having accidents, and dying on Enugu Iguaha Express Road, it's a prime money that is the cause of it. or you don't know, or you pretend you don't know.
You people, I mean, you people are funny,
very funny. Do you not see the difference between you and the white people? Do you now see the difference between black Africa and Asia? Do you see the difference between black Africa and South America? It's not that God made them any special. The only difference is how they reason. That's all. Simple common sense. They managed to get, it's called enlightenment, common sense. How they know how to reason properly. That this man, we gave you money, which is commonwealth, to build a road that benefits everybody. You put it in your pocket. You must be a bad man. But in Africa, you are a hero. The history is different. If I were to be a white man, and I'm in America or elsewhere in the world, and I say to my government, danger is coming, there's going to be an invasion. Prepare. And they don't prepare, and that invasion happens. They'll come to me to ask me first, what do we do? How do we do this? That's how it's done. But in Africa, in this zoo, and I'm sad to say, in Biafra land, somebody saw death coming, saw danger coming, warned you, and that person is a thief, is a criminal, and he didn't give anyone to him, he's a criminal. Just to understand, see how black, even those in America, they have PhD from Princeton in America. That's how bad a black man is. Our stupidity is almost natural. How foolish we are is natural. Because they're in America, they're enlightened. They've studied, they've read, they're in a place where people are enlightened. Why would they reason like the primitive baboons in the Congo forest? I don't understand it. Now, somebody came to you and said, we are dying. Prepare, because death is coming. He said, no. That person is a thief. But the person that took the money that should build a road for us to connect us is a hero. And you're telling me that those people are normal. You're telling me somehow that you regard them as human beings. And you must be dreaming. That's how monkeys be. Even monkeys reason better than us sometimes. If I say that a monkey, a carnivorous monkey in the zoo, reasons better than some of our people in America, will you believe me? Will you believe me? People, we are in the 21st century. There is death coming. It has come anywhere. And all the time my phone is ringing, they are here, they are attacking. Do you think, and this I warn you for how many years? That your churches will put you into trouble. They are not warning you, they will condition your brain. As they are killing you, you will say it, but you can't do nothing. Did I not warn you? Did I not warn you about your banish of us? Your media. Did I not warn you? They will be slaughtering you. That was my friend is kind of thing. We went to school at Obuko Michael. But they'll be killing you. Kind of they will not about it. Don't you know that? Don't you know? Did I not warn you? Somebody that came and warned you is a bad person. Do you see how black it is? I came to you and I said, oh, there's danger, there's fire burning, fire is coming to your house. Please bring out your child. Fire is burning, it's coming. You say, oh, no, you're a thief. No, I won't come out. You're a thief. And then you saw the athletes, people pouring petrol or whatever, and the government liquids and accelerants to burn. Now, when the thief now came, set your house on fire, you know, say, hey, I help you, thank you very much. You're a good man. You're our leader. Hey, black people from Africa, God forbid. God, such stupidity we possess today is incredible. Incredible stupidity. You're protesting for George. Look at that woman slaughtered in Southern Kaduna. Who will protest for her? Black people. Africa. And you want God. You are full of hypocrisy. Hypocrisy. It's not good to come and say, oh, please, we are sorry. Now they can, oh, we apologize. We are sorry. We are foolish. You try to cover up your foolishness. I think you want us to give you our money. In your village, you know the funny thing about now? We are writing all our history, measuring all your names. So when in time to come, the same way we remember Ifajina, we write all the names down and say, these are the Sabo,
You and your lineage cannot come to Biafra land to start with. It doesn't matter how much mouth you make on Facebook. It doesn't matter how much mouth maybe you can't come home. You cannot. Not now. Not tomorrow. Not ever. Go to any court in the world. I said, oh, I was living in America and my people were dying. I did nothing. I went to court and died. I went to go home and they said no. The judge will say, okay, I adjourned the case to next month, but meanwhile, sheriff, put him in the jail. Because I think you have sense.
Oh, dear me.
Look at the zoo in Imoland, someone has stole money to build a road from Enugu to Igbo town that you call Port Harcourt to full of course, very priestly. If there is a leader, if there is a political leader, he's the leader. He's an elite. Oh, don't beat him in Germany. Look at what he did. He's a leader.
But when you drive along the road, you don't ask yourself, why is the road so bad?
It's bad because somebody has the money. He took it for all the money. And he's a leader. The same way they voted for Abiola. Abiola defrauded Nigeria. In the next few days, you do June 12th. The public holiday for somebody who was a thief. Only a thief. In progress, that is your leader.
But all the young Yorubas fighting for freedom, he insults them.
Oh, you are begging us for money now. It's a really naughty.
I, this is your dream, black.
But have you ever stole money? Forged the check.
From 40 million to 400 million, you cannot say it. There is nothing wrong with it.
Now, you know, can't you see that you're not black for nothing?
It was about a bit of ignorance here and there and stupidity here and there. Can't you see it?
There are young Yoruba people, young men, vibrant, fighting for liberation. And you're calling Tinubu, is there Tinubu your leader? Tinubu is your leader.
Alexander the Great conquered the world at the age of 33. Jesus Christ, the Yeshua, conquered his enemies at the age of 33.
Hey, he's a young man. But when these people were in power and the white man left, they were all in their early 20s, all of them. Nobody called them that kind of young boy, or small boy. He's only in our generation.
Because we are dark, very dark, black people, we are
here. Let us be honest to ourselves, we are useless. Let's be honest. Stop all this stupid sentiment, useless sentiment. Let's stop being stupid and reason. Reason, for goodness sake. Somebody's your hopeless sentiment. Do you know how wise forced to be all there today? Simple thing, David, it's just a reason. Enlightenment. That started with the Medici's in Florence, in Italy. Simple thing. We must subject everything to reason. Reason. Why was this possible? If not to say, oh, we are sorry, we made a mistake. Oh, how was it possible that some of the Chinese came to America, told us the planets are coming, we didn't know anything about it. Why, instead of that, you think, you know, a black mind is devilish and black. You think it. Because you're evil. You are evil, you think. And we want God to love you and to bless you.
You must be drunk.
They steal your money. International activities stole your money, but in June 12th, I remember Abiola. He's only candidate. He changed words. But the man was a criminal. Gani, follow me. Fela, that should have public holidays. Even 2 days in a year. 2 days in a year. No, they don't have public holidays. No? It's a thief.
Zoom.
And you have I can't understand it. You have people that claim they went to school, they studied, and they managed to with their final allowee from youth service because they don't have any jobs in this group. And before they become unemployed, they managed to their last allowance they paid them at the youth service and camp. They used to buy infinite food. They bought some credit and
They joined the army of social media commentators that you have. And you will have thought that they went to school, they at least the rest of the study. And I keep asking them, I said to them, can you show me a freedom fighter anywhere in the world? A freedom fighter that wants to change, redraw the map of that country. Not just a social crusader, no. That is not either in jail, in the grave, or in exile. Show me anywhere in the world. They have none. And I keep asking them, when the life of Prophet Muhammad was under Prophet Muhammad, did he flee from Mecca to Medina or not? They say yes, he fled from Mecca to Medina. Did the parents of Jesus Christ take him from Judea into Egypt to escape the infanticide of King Herod? They said yes. Did Moses flee from the palace of Pharaoh? They said yes. Did Nelson Mandela flee from South Africa to come to Igbo land for some time? They said yes. Then, what is the problem? That's because they are black, their brain is black, and they are evil. They always manage to turn everything good into. That is why blacks are poor all over the world. Individually, you may have made it, but as a group, you're still nothing. That is why when you go, the washing of plate, the sweeping of streets, and the dirtiest jobs we do. Do you know why? Anyway, I've told you, haven't I? Somebody came. What happened in Imo State? I saw again, since a long time ago. Boycott elections. Boycott. They said, no. It's a voter's card. Your PVC is your passport to success. You must hold your PVC. You must hold it. Now the card is used, you must hold it. You know the funniest thing? After voting in Imo State, they still brought somebody who came forth. Went to the Supreme Court. People that voted was, let's say, roughly 870,000 people. But the Supreme Court allocated 950,000 voters. And that person is the governor. So I ask them, am I right or wrong? Oh, but they should have said it. But am I right or wrong? Black people. After voting, they brought somebody from number 4 to make him number 1. It's Fulani agenda. Fulani have planned all these things very well, and they know what they are doing. Fulani probably understand how foolish a black person is, especially those who are in Nigeria, and they are playing it very well. They know that the primary need or concern of every black person in the world is how to feed himself and his family. The need of the stomach is always number 1. And that is why we are very easy to trap. That is why we are very easy to deceive. That is why we are very easy to fall into traps we shouldn't fall into in the first place. If what I'm saying is very painful, you change. Change the way you reason. Stop being evil for evil's sake. That's what makes you black. Because you're evil. Show me the black country that is doing well in the world. I say, name one. Of course, I raise my hands to Rwanda. If they can sustain it, that is. Name one country. Everywhere they're begging for food, asking for handouts, begging America for aid, begging EU for aid. Are you not ashamed? You don't have no shame? Do I have any shame? Unbelievable. Any freedom fighter, anywhere in the world, you get up, you enter a taxi, you go to a shopping center, you go to a shopping mall. My friend, you are deceiving yourself. And the idiots around you. You are not a freedom fighter. Man, people everywhere. Don't vote, you voted. Now they do the problem from number 4. Don't vote, you said you are voting. Now there is no Buhari, there is no Subajo, nowhere to be found. No Buratai, you can't ask questions. You cannot ask. You cannot. How can you ask? How can you ask? Very, very sad indeed. Our people must change. You must change. Nobody hates anybody, but you must change. You must change. We've been preaching this thing time and time and time and time again. Because it seems to me we have limitless supply of traitors. And you'll be shocked. In Biafra land, at least we have 30% of the population are traitors. 30%. If I tell you what's happening in my village, you will not believe it. In the way I come from, you won't believe it. So people went to DSS to ask them to come and conduct election for them for PG, somebody who will sell land. Because I'm not home, and I've just buried my father in February. All they care about is how do we sell land. So they couldn't succeed. They now went to the roadster and they went to DSS. For DSS of all people, they came to their village and killed them for DSS to come and help them install somebody as PG so they can start selling land. Do you know that? And we are waiting for the DSS to come. Come now and put in PG, let's see. Do you see how what have done to us? Some of the so-called PGs you have in your land, they are all DSS recruits. And all of you in the DSS, starting from Awosa, anybody who is in DSS and you're from Awosa, you're from all these other ethnic groups, how can you be in DSS serving a foreign agenda when they're killing people in Southern Kaduna? I'm asking all of you in DSS, all of you in the army, all of you in the police, do you have shame? You are in a police force, you are in an army, you are in DSS. We are the same people you are protecting and serving. They are busy killing your people. Do you see why I say that blacks are mad? Because black people must be insane. How can I be working in a DSS? Where the overall aim and goal of that DSS is to hold my people down. Maybe not to hold me down personally, but to hold my people down. How can I stand there? Why? Why should I? Just explain that to me. Some of you don't know what is happening. You have no idea what is happening. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Traitors everywhere. And to tell you how the traitors work, it really surprised me why you must be afraid of anybody from the south who is a Muslim. They are deadly. They are deadly. And why do I say this? The only Yoruba person to come out publicly to condemn Amoteku is the Yoruba Muslim. They are the ones that the foreigners will use. They are the first port of call because something binds them together. Their religion. Their loyalty. You people don't read, I said before, the supreme leader of Islam in Nigeria is the Sultan of Sokoto. It's just like Roman Catholicism and the Pope. If the Pope had to come down today in Onitsha or in Anambra, for instance, and say, don't do Biafra anymore, I am sure almost half of the Catholic population in Anambra will follow the Pope. I'm being honest with that, how like this. Are you telling me that a Muslim who recognizes the Sultan as his leader will now come and fight against an army sent by the Sultan? Is that possible? It's simple, I mean, simple common sense. That is why in Yoruba land, the person that spoke out against Amoteku and the Oduduwa Republic is a Yoruba Muslim. You people don't, some of you don't, you cannot read between the lines. You don't know. The Muslim Rights Concern said that Muslims, listen up, Muslims in the southwest region of Nigeria will not be part of any of the Republic. Muslims, as I've been telling you, Afonja, Eloren, Kwa, as I've been warning you from day one, that when the chiefs are down, they will align with Sokoto. That is why, any Biafran politician
any Biafran politician counting on an alliance with Yoruba, you are a very fool. You are a fool because Yoruba Muslims, they are very prominent. Like Tinubu, they will always go with Fulani. They will always go because Fulani are their masters.
Fulani are their masters.
In Biafra land, you take the security of Biafra and give to a Muslim. That means your brain is not correct. It's not. Of course, it's not correct. No, they planted these people. That is what they do. They plant them in your community. So, as the army is marching, they have somebody on the ground.
Freedom fighter, you drive in a convoy to ShopRite to go and buy ice cream.
And you're fighting the government of that place. You're not even ashamed to come out and say you're a freedom fighter.
You might have people everywhere.
Group of Muslims in Yoruba land said we don't want to do the world. His name is the Ishaq Akintola. The same thing almost standing them as a Professor Akintola, who is doing a very good job. Doing a fantastic job. There are a whole bunch of Yoruba young radicals who are now out to liberate Yoruba land from the shackles of slavery, of Fulani domination and hegemony. But you know who they sent? Yoruba man. Muslim. We Yoruba Muslims, so we are not part of exactly what Hausa peasants did in the north. And today there is no more Hausa. It's a Fulani template. They have perfected over the centuries. Perfection. And that's what I do with some idiots in Biafra land, in the coast. When you are a Muslim, want to lead the army of God, which you love the most high, and you're Muslim.
Oh, dear me. When will you for learn?
Some of you don't even know the will of God, do you? If you say the will of God, you will never know it.
You won't know it.
You won't. Because we are incorruptible. Incorrupt, whiter than white and whiter than snow. That is where we derive our arrogance from. We are directed from heaven. Everything I say is gospel. If I curse you, you're finished. Anything I open my mouth and say must come to pass. I told that the Jew will fall. It will fall. I said to their friends, Buhari is our gateway to freedom. Of course, I have the clips. In fact, it's even played. I will go. Buhari is the way to freedom. Elohim told me in 2014. That man is your passport to freedom. Men will fall. Many will die. You will sacrifice a lot. But Biafra will come. Where are we today? Where is he? Azeroth is empty. We need the world to know that Azeroth is empty. And it is over. It's by his view. I want to see the British officer that will stand or sit in my face and tell me nonsense that people that concealed the death of a president should be allowed to be in the same country with others. I want to see the drugs that will say that in front of me. That's where the oil will come.
When we do things in the spirit, some of you don't know. And how can you know anyway?
This story is sunk. It's finished. No amount of sabo implants can work. Plant as many sabos as you like. It can never work. Borrow every money in the world. Today they have approved another loan, $22.7 billion. Borrow all the money in the world. Bribe every diplomat. Buy every weapon from China. If I say we are going, we are going. You are bound to witness a miracle that IPOB survives you now. Managed to be lobbying at the center of power on Capitol Hill in USA, paying all our consultants in three continents of the world, is a miracle on its own. I'm telling Fulani, waste all your money. Fulani, waste every money you have. Aisha, pour out your billions, waste it. Waste your son's stolen, the money you stole from your son. All of you, waste all your money in the north. Biafra will come. And you know me very well. I'm not very modest. As Biafra is coming, I'll be telling you. Can you see it? It is coming. Try all you can to stop it. Yet you cannot. Do you know why I do those things? It's to let you know that Chukwu Kikadion Premier is with us. IPOB is not the creation of man. It is divine. That is why it is indestructible by man. And that is why we are under oath. Under oath to heaven, not to man. To be the best we can be every blessed day.
I thank all of you for listening this very evening. We have short fast
the 2-hour mark that I had envisaged before we commence.
I will only encourage you that if you're not on Twitter, you must go on Twitter very imminently. If you're not on social media, you must come on Facebook. I love the battles and I love the fight. It's amazing. I love it. Because we always win. At the end of the whole process, as we won yesterday, as the criminals accepted yesterday, they took money from us. There is no feeling better than that. It's amazing. It's a very beautiful feeling. I love to fight. And that's how we're going to fight for Biafra for 75 years non-stop. Once Biafra is proclaimed, we will work in Biafra land day and night, 24 hours every blessed day for 75 years non-stop. Every day, we will walk around the clock. At night time, we put on the floodlights. Our roads, our bridges, our schools, every blessed day, we will work for 24 hours for 75 years. We won't be around for that 75 years to clock. But they won't forgive us. They will not forget us. We can forgive our enemies, but those who come cannot forget our achievement. That is why we are special. That is why IPOB is... That if you say IPOB is your family man when they are sleeping, then they have convulsion. We are the only people they are afraid of. Not all these chaps everywhere. Only IPOB. You don't go to war without a general. And when the time comes, and you have to have a man looking at what they will see, they will not have serious fear. But I thank you all very much for listening. Especially our white friends, what is all about the war in Argentina. So for them, my lectures here is much a religion to them as it is to us. That is why we proclaim with every certainty, with every pride and conviction, that Biafra is our religion. Here on radio, Biafra is where we worship. Because Elohim, Supochikabia, Brimine, is our God. I thank you very much for listening, and from me, from here, it is good evening.